צריך סקיילים פרק 10 משנה דלת ופול פרק 10 משנה זין. ספויג, a sponge, שבו למש קנטמיין that swallowed up tommy liquids ונוגב מבחוץ, but at the moment it's dry on the outside. Midrabonon, a tommy liquid can make a utensil, a kli tommy, so if it enters into the airspace of an earthenware utensil, like a oven, then the oven would become tommy. The question is, since it's totally dry on the outside, do we view the liquid as being now a part of the sponge? It's not its own entity, it's part of the sponge, and since the sponge itself is totally dry on the outside, it's not considered to be a wet sponge, and we don't see any liquid over here. Or do we still look at the liquid as its own entity, in which case, even though it is fully absorbed inside the sponge, and the sponge itself is not considered to be wet, nevertheless, the liquid itself is considered its own entity and would make the oven tommy. Says the Mishnah, v'nofel aver tanur, if this sponge falls into the airspace of a oven tommy, the oven would become tommy. Shesoif mashke lotzeis, because the liquid is destined to exit and leave the sponge. In fact, the whole purpose of the sponge is in order to allow liquid to enter into the sponge, and then you're going to squeeze it out later on. Since eventually the liquid is certainly going to come out of the sponge, and the liquid is not destined to stay there in the sponge, it's therefore still considered to be its own entity, and the tommy liquid would make the oven tommy, midrabonon. V'chin chaticha shel lefes v'shel gemi, the same applies to a piece of turnip, or a kind of piece of rubber or reed. These were used to absorb wine and possibly other liquids, and once again they served in a similar way to a sponge, and even though they were able to hold liquid, the liquid was never destined to stay there, but it would later on be squeezed out of that material, and therefore the liquid retains its status of being a liquid. We don't just view it as a secondary and subordinate part of the material which absorbed it. However, Rabbi Shimon says that these last two examples would cause the oven to remain pure, because according to Rabbi Shimon, it's easier to see these liquids as being a real part of the turnip or the other reed material. One reason being that it's not like a sponge whose entire purpose is in order to allow the liquid to be squeezed out. Over here, the liquid will simply not remain there forever, and it will end up coming out. But it's not as if the function of the item is in order to get rid of that liquid. And therefore, as long as the liquid has not seeped out yet, it can be considered part of the turnip. So now we just define it in terms of the turnip. So to the extent that the turnip itself is dry on the outside, we no longer see that tommy liquid, and the oven would remain tahar. Mishnah Hey, this Mishnah brings a couple of cases where certain material has absorbed liquid, and according to everybody, that liquid is considered totally subordinate and secondary to the main material, and as such, since the actual material is dry on the outside, it would not make other things tommy, and we do not look at the liquids as an entity in and of themselves, which would make other items tommy midrabanon. Charosin shenishtamesh ben mashkin tmeyin, shards of earthenware, hardened clay, which had been used with tommy liquids, and as such, they had absorbed the tommy liquids, and even once they're cleaned fully on their surfaces, which means that on the outside they're fully dry, there's no liquid on the actual surface, v'nofel aver tanur, if these shards fall into the airspace of an oven, and then husak hatanur, the oven was warmed up, it was heated up by the fire in the oven, then tommy. Then the oven would become tommy, because although the Mishnah says shesof mashkelotzeis, the liquid will eventually come out, the truth is that means that when it is heated up, the liquid does come out. When the shards of earthenware are heated, that causes any absorbed liquids to start to seep out, and then we certainly do see that liquid as its own entity, and it would make the oven tommy. But until it's heated up, even according to the Tanakama of the previous Mishnah, we view the liquid as being a totally secondary part absorbed inside of the piece of earthenware, partly because in this case, not only is it not like a sponge that the entire function is to be able to squeeze that liquid out, but over here the liquid doesn't even seep out by itself. It needs to be heated up in order for the liquid to come out. But in its present state, the liquid has been totally absorbed, and it has become part of that earthenware piece. And therefore, the liquid cannot make the oven tommy until it actually does seep out, and we can actually see that liquid And that occurs once the oven is heated, once those shards of earthenware are heated. V'chein begefes chadasha, the same applies to the remainders of olives once they've been pressed in order to produce oil. The remaining pulp of the olives, if they are relatively new, they're fresh, which means that there is oil mixed with that olive waste. If the olives were processed in a state of impurity, which means that the liquids became tome, but meanwhile, they've been left for a short while, and the actual olives, the pulp, has absorbed the oil. There's no longer any oil which stands by itself, so it's considered to be fully absorbed. However, as soon as this is heated, the oil will begin to seep out of the olives. And it's at that point that we would view it as a tome liquid in and of itself, which would be able to make the oven tome midrabanan. But once again, until that occurs, the oil would not make something else tome, because it's fully absorbed in those olives, and it requires a process to extract that oil, avol b'yishana. But with regards to the waste part of olives which absorbed the oil, but a long time ago, this is old. This means that it's at least a year old. In this case, we can safely assume that even if it's going to be heated, it's not going to cause oil to come out, because it's been left for so long. Only if vim yodua sheitz min mashkin, if you know as a fact that the oil will seep out and it will be exuded from the olives upon being heated up, then aflul achar shalosh shanim, even if it's after 3 years, nitmar, the oven would become tomei when it's heated up, because then the liquid comes out. But if one is unsure, then he can safely assume after a year of that olive waste being left, that the oil will no longer come out when it is heated, and as such, even once it is heated, it would not make the oven tome. Mishnah Hageches Vazagin, the pulp of olives or of grapes, the waste parts, including the peels, and that which is left after they have been squeezed into oil or wine, Shanas Butara, which were processed and squeezed in a state of purity. The utensils, as well as the people who were involved in squeezing them, were all pure. After that, they were left for a while, and the liquid, either the wine or the oil, was absorbed back into the peels and the solid parts of the olives or grapes which were left over. Later on, the Hilchalein Tomein, Tomei people walked, they treaded on the olives or the grapes, and they caused that for Achar Kach Yotzmein Mashkin, the liquid, the oil or the wine, came out again from the remaining parts of the olives or grapes. However, when they treaded on the olives or grapes, they were not intending to get the oil or the wine extracted. So essentially we have a case where the liquids come out of the olives or grapes unintentionally. It's not that they particularly wanted the liquids to come out, they just came out because they walked on them. To halachically be considered a liquid, which can become tomei under the laws of liquids, at least with regards to liquids which come out of fruit naturally, it must be that they were extracted intentionally. And since that was not the case over here, they are not considered, halachically speaking, to be considered liquids, and therefore tohirin, the liquid would remain pure, shemit chilosa nas betara, because originally they were processed in a state of purity, meaning before they were reabsorbed into the olives or the grapes, they did not become tomei. That is to say, originally they were extracted intentionally. So at that point, they got the status of being a liquid, and if they would have become tomei, then it wouldn't help to be reabsorbed. Even if, as long as it's absorbed, we might not view it as its own entity, so it might not, technically speaking, make anything tomei, but as soon as it does come out of the olives later on, it would continue being tomei because it originally became tomei whilst it was a liquid. However, in this case, where originally it never became tomei, and then it was reabsorbed again, if it leaves the olives or the grapes unintentionally a second time, it would not be able to become tomei unless the liquid is extracted intentionally. Kush, this is a kind of tool which is used for spinning thread. It's like a small stick with a hook at the top of it. And sometimes the hook, which would be used to assist in that process of spinning the thread, sometimes the hook would be pushed into the stick until it would end up being totally covered and buried inside the stick. It would no longer protrude from the top of it, as can be shown in the diagram. The Mishnah is talking of a case where Kusha Bolas Atzinoira, the stick, swallowed up the hook which was on top of it. Or in a different case, Malmod, This is a stick which has a sharp nail at the end of it, which is used to prod an animal and to cause it to continue walking. Malmod Shabodas Adarvon, if this stick swallowed up the nail which was at the tip of it, it was pushed into the top part of the rest of the stick. Or a third case, Leveno Shabolis HaTabas, a brick which swallowed up a ring if a ring got mixed with the cement and it was formed into a brick. Such that in all three cases, we have a metal kli, a metal utensil, which has been swallowed up inside of a different solid item. The Hein Toharin, and the metal items which have been swallowed up are all Tohar, they have not yet become Tomei. And once they've been swallowed up by the other larger item, Nichesu Lo'el Ames, they enter into the same room under the same roof as a dead body. The Mishnah says, Nitma'u, those metal items become Tomei, because although they are swallowed up inside of a item which in itself cannot become Tomei, none of those things are considered Kalim, sticks or bricks, they're not able to hold or contain other things or liquids. So they're not considered to be Kalim, and they can't become Tomei. So these metal items are surrounded and totally swallowed up by an item which cannot become Tomei. Nevertheless, the metal items which are Kalim are not protected by the fact that they're surrounded by different items which can't become Tomei. They're not swallowed up enough, and they're not inside of a sealed container, they can easily be taken out as well, and therefore they would become Tomei. Likewise, Hesitan HaZov, if a Zov moves them, a Zov is somebody who has a very severe level of Tumah, such that anything that he moves, he would make Tomei, as long as it's a Kli. And in this case, even though the item is swallowed up by something else, the item was moved, and therefore it would become Tomei. Nofula Avira Tanur Tohar, if the item, one of these three things, after becoming Tomei from a dead body, then fell into the airspace of a Tohar oven, Tim'uhu, it would make the oven Tomei. This is not considered to be Tuma Belua, a swallowed up source of impurity, because again, only very specific things are considered to be fully swallowed up such that they wouldn't be able to make other things Tomei, and these items which can easily be taken out again are not considered to be swallowed up enough that they wouldn't allow the Tuma to escape and make the oven Tomei. And they're also not inside of a fully sealed container for it to be protected via the concept of Tzomid Posil. Now, all this having been said, Nogabo Hen Kikoshel Truma, if a loaf of Truma touches one of these items, for example, the brick, then Tohar, that Truma, which is food which is given to Koyanim, it has a high level of sanctity, it can become Tomei more than other food, be as it may, if it just touches the brick, for example, it would not become Tomei because it didn't touch the metal kli itself. The metal kli is inside of it. The metal ring, in this case, is totally surrounded by something else, which is actually Tohar. So if the loaf of Truma bread only touched the Tohar item, which surrounds the Tomei item, it never really made contact with the Tomei item, and therefore it would remain Tohar, it would remain pure. Mishnah Zayin. As we've seen many Mishnahs discuss already, there's a concept called Mukov Tzomid Posil, where something is totally sealed, and therefore, even if it's inside the airspace of a Tomei oven, it would protect that which is inside of it from becoming Tomei. And even if it's under the same roof as a dead body, it would also protect that which is inside of it from becoming Tomei. The discussion of our Mishnah is how much of a hole would need to, or a crack would need to be created to take away that status of a Mukov Tzomid Posil, something which is totally surrounded and sealed on all sides. And the truth is, the tradition which the Tanoim of this Mishnah received are two different sizes of cracks or holes, and we're going to see an argument as to where exactly each of those sizes, each of those amounts would apply. But the size of the hole which was given in the tradition is a hole that allows a stick, the stick which was discussed in the previous Mishnah, which was used to prod and cause animals to walk more, the hole had to be the size of that stick, and the truth is there are two very similar sizes of a hare. One is exactly the same size as the stick, and that is a third of a tefach, a third of the length of a fist. And one is a hole which is a tiny bit wider, which actually allows the stick to go through it. If the size of the hole is exactly the same as the size of the stick, then the stick can't actually be pushed through it. But if the hole is a tiny bit wider, then it would be able to be pushed through, and those are the two different sizes given. A flat plate which is placed on top of a oven, and it's totally sealed, the oven is totally closed. It's considered to be mukov tomei posel, so anything inside of it would not become tomei, even if it's under the same roof as a dead body. Nistag min hatanur la'sarida, if the clay which is used to seal the lid onto the oven, so the bit right between the oven and the plate, cracks, shiroik meloi pi mardea sheloi nichnas, the size of the hole which would take away the status of a mukov tomei posel, is the same size as this stick which was used to prod the animal, but such that the stick would not be able to actually go through the hole. Rabbi Huda says that it's the slightly larger hole which would allow the stick to actually go through. Nistkos Sarida, what happens if the plate itself gets cracked? That is the other scenario, which must have the other amount which they received in the tradition. So according to the first opinion, the size of the hole would need to be the slightly larger hole that allows the stick to go through it. Rabbi Huda says that this is the smaller hole which would not actually allow the stick to go through, but rather it's exactly the same size as the stick. What happens if Hoya Ogol, the crack, wasn't a straight hole that went from one side of the wall of the oven to the other, but rather it curved inside the thickness of the wall, it curved such that it wasn't just a hole that went from one side to the other, but it started at one point on the outside of the wall, and it sort of bent inside the thickness of the wall and came out from the other side of the wall of the oven, but at a different point. Ein ro'nei sa'orich, we don't view it as if it was a hole which just went straight through. Elo, shi'urei kim repi maradei anichnas, it has to be a hole that would allow a stick like this to actually go through. So if the hole is a curved one that does not allow the stick to go through, then the oven would still have the status of a mukov tomei posel, and it would protect that which is inside of it from becoming tomei. And this is specifically with regards to the slightly larger hole that needs to actually allow the stick to go through.